For 12 months, right, I've been eagerly awaiting for Pacific Rim to start playing. This is the film that I most want to see in the entire world. And since it started playing, it is, because it's got giant robots. And when you list all the things a great film needs, giant robots is pretty much the list. So I've been eagerly awaiting this moment. And the last few weeks, it started playing. Everything's great. Every time we organise to go to it, something goes wrong, so we're not going to see it till tomorrow. You, however, have already seen it.
We have. We've
firstly,
seen it.
I'm annoyed. And secondly, is it worthwhile?
And I agree with saying robots, though the Roman did dismiss.
No, they're not robots.
Technically robots.
I don't care what a robot. They look like
robots. They look like robots. Okay. They look like
giant,
Transformers.
It's like Godzilla versus robots, and that makes me happy.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
They're sort of giant exoskeletons that are operated
like
by two people.
I agree entirely with your view about robots, but I've come to accept that robots now include remote-controlled things and all sorts of rubbish. So, given that...
they look like giant robots, yes. Absolutely.
And so their adversaries look like monsters.
They do, yes.
And they're actually stunningly designed monsters, too.
Fabulous.
Let us say from the outset, I wasn't expecting much from this movie.
Well, I was expecting giant robots and monsters having big
That's
battles.
That's all I expect from it. If it gives it to me,
but
I am happy.
It actually had a reasonable plot.
It did.
Or that would just get in the way, wouldn't it?
No, it actually worked quite well.
There was actually a story. It was quite decent. There were some annoying bits, but, you know, you expect that. But it was better than I was expecting. Let's put it that way. I mean, it's Guillermo del Toro. I like Guillermo del Toro anyway.
I love Hellboy.
Well, yes. Why wouldn't you?
Well, you'll particularly enjoy Ron Perlman's little cameo.
We love Ron Perlman.
Ron, fabulous little cameo. I was waiting for it. I mean, I assumed he would show up in it. I hadn't actually looked at a cast list. And he does, and he's excellent as always.
It's a great role. I mean, he's unexpectedly the expert on the monsters.
Yeah. He named himself after his favourite historical character and restaurant, as in his name is Hannibal Chow. So, you know, it works really well.
And the reason he's the expert is he's got the concession to clean up the monster bodies.
Yeah, basically he's the big black marketeer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he grinds the bones to make powder to increase potency in Asian males and things.
Yeah.
Does it work?
Who knows?
They didn't explore that.
They didn't go into that.
Okay. This is a sort of a tiger to bone thing.
Well, it's this, you know, sympathetic magic.
Yes, yeah. But what's really funny is the scientists in this, you know, giant robot division, who are starved of funds, don't know as much about the monsters as this black marketeers who've got live specimens of the lice that feed on the giant monsters. So that's very, very funny. And the special effects are wonderful.
Oh, they're
beautifully designed monsters.
The monsters are fabulous. Very dinosaur-like. And if you look at them, you can see that they have this the concept of old time dinosaurs, absolutely. Huge, giant monsters.
And the setup's quite nice. There's this rift in the middle of the Pacific that's a doorway to another dimension, and these monsters keep coming out and sort of trashing whole cities.
And getting bigger and bigger and going up.
The whole planet has united to fight off the monsters, and they've got this giant robot project. And they have lots of these different model robots that are going out to fight the monsters and wrestle them down to the ground and prevent them from destroying the cities. Unfortunately, at the stage we're at, they've decided that robots aren't particularly useful. Instead, they're going to build a giant wall.
Yeah, that just makes so much
that's
sense.
That's just never going
to
work.
They will build the giant wall to keep the giant robot monsters out. Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Giant robots is a far better plan.
It's a much better plan, absolutely.
But the interesting thing about the exoskeletons is they've actually got to get two people in sync, and they do this by some kind of mind meld between the two.
So basically they have to get people who can link, as in siblings, partners, things like that. You know, they've got a set of twins, a couple of brothers, father and son set. So people who have similar...
Why can't they just use one person?
Apparently it blows their brains out.
Yeah.
Literally.
It's too much for them to handle.
Yep. They can't actually do it.
That's
an interesting premise.
And
there's a lovely sequence where we meet effectively the new director of the plan. And we first see her in the pouring rain under an umbrella, very thin, very tiny, very petite. And then she mops up the floor with the big hero of the robot controls. And there's more to the story than that. But, there is actually a storyline. It does sort of make sense. It's a lot better than some plots we've seen in recent science fiction films. And the film is stunningly beautiful.
Absolutely. Go see it.